Welcome to the Chicago Camps Podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. Today, we're speaking with Marina Lin, a Prototype Camp first-time presenter. Marina is presenting on mixing metaphors, using a variety of research methods to solve a problem, in order to show how multiple techniques and stages of prototyping can be used in the design process. Marina is a senior interaction designer for mobile apps at Cars.com. Hi, Marina. Thanks for joining us at Prototype Camp this year.
Thanks for having me.
It is absolutely our pleasure, and I think it will be great for people to understand where you work and what you do there.
So I currently work at Cars.com, and I'm an interaction designer for primarily mobile apps. So I work on the Android, iPhone, and iPad apps, and I do kind of all sorts of things that interaction designers do, which is, you know, initial prototyping, wireframing, usability testing, research, and then, you know, on from there.
And Will Hacker, who is one of our other speakers at Prototype Camp, he used to work there. Did you work with him?
Yes, I did, actually. So we were kind of partners on the mobile aspect side. He did mobile web, and I was on mobile apps.
Have you read his Acture book?
Yes, I have, actually. I proofread one of his chapters.
Oh, outstanding. Did you give him a 5-star review on Amazon?
You know what? I don't think I did. But I should. Yes, I know.
Authors really appreciate it when you do those things.
That's true. Good point.
The title of your talk is Mixing Metaphors, Using a Variety of Research Methods to Solve a Problem. Who's going to be the ideal audience for that? Who's going to be at Prototype Camp and go, ooh, that's the talk I have to go see?
So the ideal audience is anyone looking to do user testing with their prototype. So ideally, it would be somebody who is working on a long-term project that wants to see the entire trajectory of research from the initial concept to kind of the final stages of testing. And it could be anyone with exploratory early discovery phase, where you're just testing like a paper prototype, for example, to fully fleshed out concepts, where you're testing either a completely baked prototype or even the final stages of like the actual website or the app.
So that sounds really interesting. What kind of experience would somebody need to have to take the most away from your presentation?
I think it could be anyone who is either completely experienced in either prototyping and user testing, or somebody just starting out, because prototypes, as you know, can be kind of really basic. So anyone could pick up a pen and paper and test the initial concept. And it's a really low cost way of doing it as well, because you can just take it to a few users and see whether or not this idea has legs.
That's excellent. What do you think some of the big takeaways that people can expect to learn from your session will be?
So some of the takeaways are, for example, when to use which kind of testing technique. And then something that goes along with that is when you should use certain types of prototypes. So whether it's completely bare bones prototypes or fully fleshed out ones. And the other thing is, how much effort do you really need in order to get result? So one of the mistakes that people tend to make is that they tend to over-engineer their prototypes, kind of from what I've seen from personal example, and you really don't need to do that. So I'm hoping that folks can kind of understand how much or how little you need to do to get results.
And when you say a bare bones prototype, do you mean that paper prototype you mentioned before, or?
Yes, it could be either a paper prototype, or I've done really bare bones actual prototype where I wasn't, you know, using finished images, or I was just using placeholders for images or for text. So bare bones could be digital as well.
Excellent. And then when you say fully fleshed out, what type of fidelity do you mean? Do you mean like fully fleshed out?
Yes, exactly. So using, you know, actually importing images that you might use for your final product. You might be using an HTML and CSS prototype. You might be using a final build for an app, for example, that has actual code behind it.
Outstanding. So what do you hope to take away from Prototype Camp?
So I have never been, and I'm really excited. I love attending conferences. And so I would love to hear from people in the field and kind of be inspired and learn new concepts. And I also am looking forward to exploring the three tracks. So I like the idea of having three tracks, and I want to kind of pick and choose different topics in each one.
Yeah, that's outstanding, and it's a really good point. We've got three different, and tracks is almost misleading. There's three different rooms of talks, so for us it's great because we get to have more people. In fact, we get lucky and have Chicago presenters, but we also get people from all over the country who come and speak for us. And so I think it's really exciting that we'll be able to have those different opportunities for people to come and see presentations, and you know, different experiences and backgrounds allows you to go to different places.
Absolutely. And I love that idea of choice. I think it's great.
Excellent. Well, again, we really appreciate that you are going to come to Prototype Camp and be one of our speakers this year. And we are really looking forward to hearing your talk. Thank you again for spending some time with us. And we will see you on September 13th.
Thank you so much, Russ. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Camps podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. And don't forget to register for Prototype Camp at prototypecamp.com.